Good morning. It's Friday, May 14th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 45, and a chance of rain. In our top story, gas has started to flow back into North Carolina again through the Colonial Pipeline, but Governor Roy Cooper said Thursday it could take several days for the gas situation to return to normal. The pipeline is a major source of fuel for the state, and it was shut down after being hacked last week. That led to gasoline shortages throughout the state. Governor Roy Cooper blamed the shortages on panic buying. Cooper said there's enough supply but tankers need time to take fuel to individual stations. Wake County, Durham and Chapel Hill schools all switched to virtual classes today because of the shortages. In local government news, the Durham County Commissioners fired County Manager Wendell Davis on Thursday. The board's two black members called the decision racist. One said Davis is a top performer. But after a closed session, the board voted 3-2 to immediately relieve Davis of his duties. The commissioners who made the decision didn't comment on their votes. But there has been months of community debate, and Durham's influential political groups have lined up both for and against the manager. In state politics, the North Carolina Senate unanimously agreed on a package of changes to criminal justice laws on Wednesday. It would give a victim's family the right to see body camera footage of police shootings, although the general public still won't be guaranteed to see the video. The bill would create a new database to track police officers who have been involved in shootings, been suspended, been caught lying under oath in court and more. The state currently does not track any of that information. The bill now goes to the state house. In business, Red Hat is planning a hiring spree. The Raleigh-based maker of open-source software expects to hire more than 500 employees this year, mainly in Raleigh and Boston. But many of the new employees could be remote workers. The jobs are in Red Hat's growing business of edge computing, which deploys small but powerful computers that can crunch large amounts of data without relying on connections to larger computers elsewhere. And finally, a new book about Amazon reveals the Triangle was on the company's list of just three cities it should pick from in locating its second headquarters. We knew Raleigh was one of 20 finalists. But according to internal memos that author Brad Stone obtained for his new book, Amazon Unbound, Raleigh was also in Amazon search team's top six and then their top three, Chicago, Philadelphia and Raleigh. But the memo was only considered as a suggestion, and the people making the decision considered Raleigh to be too small. HQ2 ended up in Northern Virginia. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.